Kum Len Lablak Gemara, we're up to Dr. Zayin Amar Aleph, and about 13 lines from the top. First of the line is Boy, Rab Shimon Lakish. Basically, we have an argument here between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. We know we pass in the Lav She'en Boy Mais, a Lav Hanitik Lasei. It is a Lav with an Asei. That can be fixed up in Asei. You don't get Malkus. And we start off the Gemara by saying that when do we say Lav Hanitik Lasei? You don't get Malkus only if the Asei comes after the Lav, which means the only way you can fill the Asei is after the Lav. If the Asei can be fulfilled before the Lav, then the Asei is not coming to rectify the Lav. Then we had a Machlek Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So how does it work? According to Rish Lakish, as soon as you did the Lais Asei, you have to, it's Kaimu V'Loi Kaimu. According to Rish Lakish, it's Kaimu V'Loi Kaimu. Did you fulfill the Mitzvah Asei straight away? As soon as Tekedibur, according to Rashi, as soon as Bezin gave you instructions, return the Gneva. Did you give it back straight away? If you did, you don't get lashes. If you didn't, you will get lashes. Even the Lav Nigla say, you will get lashes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, as long as you have potential to be able to fix it up. In other words, as long as you weren't Mevatle, Bitlu V'Loi Bitlu, as long as you didn't cancel the possibility. The Gemara today is going to tell us which mitzvahs do we say Bitlu Bitlu, because most mitzvahs, as we'll see, for example, Gneva, even if I destroy the item, I can always give you back the compensation. So when's the bitl? So we'll soon see when is it according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rish Lakish, every single lav hanit will say you can get malchus if you didn't immediately rectify it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you didn't immediately rectify, you don't get malchus, only if you destroyed any possibility of rectifying it. And there'll be only two avedas in total that applies to, as we'll see today.
We'll soon see.
Says the Gemara, exactly. There's nothing there to burn. Says the Gemara, now we had, each one brought a proof from the fact that Yehuda says, the reason why for Noisi you don't get Malkus is, Noisi you don't get Malkus regardless. And he said the reason is because Allah and Nikla say. Had it not been for that, you would get Malkus. So the Shlokish brought a Rai from there, that even though it's Asra Safik, you see Shmo Asra, and the Shlokish brought a Rai from there, even though it's Allah She'ein B'maisa, you would have gotten Malkus. Says the Gemara, but each one, Lechayde, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Nami, Havadei Hasra, Safiku, we're on Tezayin, Amar Aleph, about 13 lines on the top. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, probably B, 16, no. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Nami, Havadei Hasra, Safiku, even according to the Shlokish, the fact is that it's Hasra, Safik, and you would give him Malkus, doesn't that prove that Hasra, Safik is Hasra? What are you telling me it's not? So you can up. So like it answers, there's a nut within the Yehuda itself. There are two views. What Yehuda holds, this Braisa holds. Yehuda says that Asra Safik is a valid Asra. You would have received Malkus for Noisin. However, there's another Braisa that says clearly this, that it's not. There's another Tana that learns that Yehuda holds Asra Safik not Hasra, and that's the one that the Shlokit follows. What's that? He saw the hold ki idach Tana like the other Braisa that Yehuda Tana than the Braisa. If a kid was a woman was married to somebody and then they divorced and then she remarried and she had a child 7 months later, it's questionable whether the child is from the second husband 7 months into the marriage or is it the child from the first husband still 9 months in the previous marriage. One of them is if the kid then goes ahead and hits his father, the question, if you hit your father, you chay misa, but we don't know if he really hits his father. So what happens? He kazeh, the chazer, he kazeh. First he hit this guy, his kids are really a terrible kid. First he hit the one father and then he hit the other father. Kilal Zeh, where he cursed this guy, Abu David's name, or Chazal Kilal cursed the guy, Abu Yechayim, he says, well, or he cursed name of Asachas, he hit them both with one go, we had a bat and he hit them both in the same whack. Or he killed Shneb Asachas, he cursed them both with the same Abish's name in one sentence, Chayev Yechayim, in all cases, Yechayim. Now, think for a second. When he hit one father and they warned him, you better not hit him, what was it then? And then he hit the other father 5 minutes later. That's Asura Safik, Hayrosh's his father. And yet, clearly, this Tana holds that Yechayiv has Hasra Safik, even though we're not sure it's a proper warning, because who said it'll be Dave and Aveda? Yechayiv. However, Rabbi Yehuda, we're showing the middle of the page, as I know. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bevas achas chayiv, babezeh achas epotter. Rabbi Yehuda says, clearly, if you hit one father, then the other father, you potter. Why are you potter? Because you're not sure it's only Hasra Safik. What does that prove? That there's an opinion within Rabbi Yehuda that Hasra Safik is not a valid Hasra. And Rish Lakish says that even though the one by Noisa says clearly it is, I follow this opinion of Yehuda that it isn't. Okay. You don't get Malkus. Clearly, by Noisa, Rabbi Yehuda would have given Malkus. It must be the Lav She'en Ma'isu. Do get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Nami Avadi Lav She'en Ma'isu. So the fact is that Rabbi Yehuda was ready to give Malkus, if not for the fact that Lav Anit going to say by Noisa. Who Savala? You're right. But within Rabbi Yehuda, there are two opinions. Who Savala Kiha?
He follows the following view. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Idi Bar Avin said the name of Amram, name of Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yechon, name of Rav Yechon. Rav Yehuda Oimim Meshur Reis HaGluli. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Reis HaGluli, Kol Lo Yisesa Sheba Toyda, any Aveir in the Toyda, Lav Sheyesh Boi Maisa Loikla. If there's an activity, you get Malkus. Lav Sheyem Boi Maisa, Ain Loikla. There's no Maisa, you don't get Malkus. Chutz, there are only a few exceptions. Nishba, if you swear, even though it's not a Maisa, just verbalizing, that you still get Malkus. Or Meimar, somebody who transfers the Kedusha of one animal, carbon, to another animal, V'hayuhu, to another Kedush, the din is you get Malkus, Lo Yamir. And over there, again, it's only words. And the last one is, Amachal Chavayda B'Shem, again, words you get Malkus. So what does he close me? Rabbi Yehuda holds, La Shem, I say, ain't like in love. And that's the view Rabbi Yehuda takes about Rabbi Yehuda. Says Yehuda, that doesn't make sense. So the fact is, you have two Tanaim in Rabbi Yehuda, whether he believes in Hasra Safik is a Hasra or not. And you have two Tanaim in Rabbi Yehuda, whether he holds Lashem Maisa, how can that be? Says Yehuda, Kashi de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Says Yehuda, very simple. Ile de Shalakish, Tre Tanoia Liba Rabbi Yehuda, two Tanaim Agma Rabbi Yehuda actually holds regarding Hasra Safik. And Ile Rabbi Yehuda regarding Lashem Maisa, like Kashi. Remember, Hodi Day, Rabbi Yehuda personally holds that Lashem Aim by Maisa. Does get Malkus and Hoder Rabbe, but Rabbi Yehuda said the name of his Rebbe. He said, "Gluli Alav Shem Ma'is Rogan Malkus," and that's the halacha like Rabbi Yechon Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda name of Rabbi Yisrael Gluli. Okay, Tanan Hossa, we learned over there. Hanoitel, another example of a lava Nidra say is Shiluach Hakan. You're supposed to send the mother away and then take the children. What happens if you didn't? You fix it up maybe by sending the mother away. Says the Gemara Tanan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah over there, in the end of Chulin, Hanoitel Aim Al Habonim. If somebody takes the children, what?
He takes the mother away or the children?
No, he takes the children from the mother. He's supposed to take the mother away from the children. But he took the children away while the mother's there. That's it, finished. Loike, he gets Malkus. The Einam Mishalach. He gets Malkus and he doesn't send away more. He holds. That shalach, it says shalach to shalach, shalach to shalach means before you take the children to send the mother away. If you took the children from the part of the mother, it's too late already. The damage is done. What's going to help you shoo the mother away afterwards? Even though the pasuk says l'sikach ne'abon and shalach to shalach, sounds like in the order of the pasuk it says first. It says send the mother away after about Tikkur Zabani. It doesn't matter, but the Shalech is past tense. You should have sent it away in the beginning. Okay. So it's not a lava nita say. It was never meant to rectify that say. That's one opinion. However, the Chacham say, Mishaleach, you send away, you fix it up. It's a lava nita say. Since the Torah writes first Lesikach, and then it says Shaleach, means the what? That you can remedy it. Ain't no like it. You don't get Malkus. A cloud called mitzvahs loisase she yesh ben kuma say ain't chayyav no la. Any loisase that you can fix it up, you're not chayyav. In other words, it's a lava nita say. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says ain't lanu ela zois va'oida cheres. Rabbi Yehuda says according to me, there are only two avedas in the Torah that you'll never get Malkus. All other only this and one other one. In other words. This is what was Rabbi Yehuda saying. If you don't send the mother away, you get Malkus. So says that it's a chamisah. Rabbi Yehuda says that this and one other one are the only ones that it's possible you'll get Malkus by lav hanitiva say. All other avedas, it's impossible ever to get Malkus. Because all other avedas, you can always fix it up. This and one other one, it could be that you can mevatel it, cancel it. You kill the mother. How in the world are you going to fix it up afterwards? You can't. You get Malkus. What are they? Okay. So according to him, you don't get Malkus ever as long as the mother's alive. Says you want to write Hecha, how's it possible? Omle l'chisishka, Hecha was the other one. He said, Hecha, Omle l'chisishka, go out and look, Nafek, you'll find it. Dokha, when you went out, Dokhi was medactic, but after you found time, you learn. Here's the second case. Oinis shigidish. If a person raped a woman and then he was supposed to marry her, he married her then divorced her. Again, it's possible for him to get Malkus. How? If he cancels, if he makes it impossible for him to marry the woman. It says that Im Yisrael Mazer, if Yisrael, he takes her back. Now, let's work it out. Makes sense over here. Resh Lakish, I understand we get Malkus. He told him to get married to a woman. He refused to get married that day. Okay, he'll get Malkus. When it comes to Aynes, what do you mean? As long as she's alive, you can always fix it up. is bishle megabe shluach hakayim mishkachala, we find it, you kill the mother. Ella oynes bitle vele bitle hech mishkachala. Rabbi Elazar said that this is the other case. How is it possible bitle by a case of the of oynes marrying a woman? Either kotler, simply if he went ahead and killed her, if he killed her, come with the rabbine. Will he get malchus? He'll get misa for killing her. And even if he doesn't get killed, we know that chayim is a shaygim. The din is that you don't get malchus. So how is it possible for him to get malchus?
Okay. He's
now
the worms if she goes and gets married.
He has to be malchus. If it's Mabakla on its own, it's not a problem. He has to be Malkus. He won't get Malkus when she gets married. Only if he forces him. He, the husband, decided to marry her off to somebody else. That's what he said. Therefore, he is Mabakla. What's that? He's not a husband. He divorced her. He accepted on her behalf kedushin. He's no longer his wife. He divorced her. We tell her you better get remarried. It's instead he got her married to somebody else. So he's mevatlet. She cannot marry him now, because even after she divorced the other guy, she cannot go back to him. Can be marzah gurushosa after she married somebody else. Says the Gemara, doesn't make sense. Isha visa shlech. If she asked her husband, be my shlech and get me married to this guy, ikam mevatlet. So she's the one. She appointed him as a shlech. And he loisha visa shlech kol kimine. How can he go ahead and marry up somebody else if she doesn't want to get married to somebody else? Well, look, Klumbu, it's gone right. Nothing happened. He made a neder, I will never marry her. Now that he made a neder, I will marry her, he can marry her. The one who says that if you make a neder in public for 20 people, you make a neder, then you can never cancel it. Fine. That's it. He was mevatel the opportunity for him to ever remarry her. Yes, even Barabim. You can cancel it, you just do it in front of a bezin. The madira law das rabim. You made a neder and you said, I want the whole world, the whole city, I'm not going to remarry again. And that you can never be mevatel. Because how do you know that every person in that city agrees to be mevatel your neder? If Nei Rabin means it's my neder in front of 10 people. So the din is you can be mevatel. But Aldasa means I need the consent of everybody in this city. How do you know everybody in the city is consented? If you ask them, maybe somebody died already.
So you feel mevatel, what is it? The psyche is that because you had
this mitzvah,
you really couldn't
be.
What do you mean?
When
you're
mefer,
don't you have to have
a,
what do you call it?
Pesach.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you realize it was a mitzvah, whatever it is.
So you're imputing the reason to be able to move out, when maybe he didn't even.
Yeah, but you can have charot or whatever, yeah. But here, al das ram, you can't. Domra, I mean, hichus again, the halach is. Not if you say, I'm making a neder with the acknowledgement of everybody in the city that I'm never marry this woman. How can you ever marry this woman? You have to get every person in the city to agree. That's it. You cannot be mefer anymore. Says the Gemara. And we'll see later the Gemara that even then, if it's a serich mitzvah, we're going to assume that everybody in the community will agree, and you can even mevatel such a neder. You're telling me what, that there is no other avedin. Right now, the Gemara thinking about gezela, you got to return the actual item. What if you destroy it? You can no longer do the heishiv gezela. Why don't you get malchus there? Get achman amalei sigzel. The heishiv is gezela. What happened? The object is no longer around. Or another example, mashkin. Rachman amalei sol beis alav lebutik. The Torah says, don't go ahead and take his mashkin from him, and you think you got to be back every night. If you do take it, you got to give back to him. Let's say he eats something he needs for at night, you got to give back to him. And therefore, here's an example. If he destroyed it, so you'll find it became of like kaim if you return it, or bitle bitle if you can't destroy it. Even if you destroy it, you still have to pay the guy the money, and the money is the equivalent of the item itself. So you can fix up the aveda. If bitle bitle, you won't get malchus for gneva, because you can always fix it up. If you don't have the original, give them money, the equivalent. What about a mashkin? What about if you owed money, you took a mashkin from a ger, and you burnt the mashkin, so now, let's see, what do you tell me? You owe the money, but he has no family, and he died again. How you can ever pay him back? You can never pay him back. With a yid, he always has a member of the close next of kin, the yashas, and so you can always pay it back. So the chayda, he says, you can get malchus. Here's another example where you can get malchus, where you can actually cancel the opportunity to do the mitzvah. When I burnt it, the reason why not chay malchus is because really I owe the money. I have a chiv to pay. Just I have nowhere to pay it to. That doesn't. So I wasn't a vatel yet. The chiv is still there. It's the problem is the ger. The ger has no, you know, any shibud, anything you owe a ger, it becomes null and void. As far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to pay. The fact that the ger is dead and he has no family, that doesn't allow me to pay. So therefore, you can't call that bitl. Bitl means that I don't have the ability to do it. I don't have the chiv anymore because it's no longer. He burnt it. No, he burnt it. We're talking about the cases where he bit me, he destroyed it. So if he didn't, Bavatli still has it in his hands, no shaila.
Because he got the monetary obligation, then burning it, you know, doesn't mean that it didn't matter as end, because there's now another aspect to it. Then when there's no Yerush, that's when you say, well, hang on, there's no Yerush, well, how do I fix it up now?
So we would have thought that because he did a pool of burning it, he's Bavatli. Then it says, no, he still owes money, he has a chi, but he can't physically pay it. That's not the same thing as Bitlu, where you killed the mother, you can't do it because you can't do it.
What if he doesn't pay?
So he still has a whole lifetime to do it.
Whole lifetime.
That's right. So he doesn't get any malchus. Says about Avaita, Vayika, Peya. What about Peya? Peya to leave the food in the corner of your property for the poor people. What if you didn't? Right? You didn't. So the taters, a lot of people say you can fix it up by giving, you know, this cutoff week, give it to the poor. Vayika, Peya, Zachman, Otaters, Lezachal, Pasuk, but you shouldn't in any way destroy the corner of your field. And then it says la on you like get tazavai, so it gives you a remedy how to do it. So the chayda, the mishkachas law, we can tell you a case where you became lekaimel, obviously if you didn't do it straight away, but bitla bitla, we can also figure out a case where you completely destroy the possibility of giving it to the poor and you should get malchus. How is that? What happens if you turn it into wheat? You not only cut the stalks, you turn it into wheat and you crush the wheat. That's it. The mitzvah of giving it to the poor is while it's in stalks, but not when when it's ready to reach the level of being wheat, or crushed. So it says he destroyed the opportunities, he should get malchus. It's mevatlet. But now we learned in the and why can't you give it to the poor people? Because when you crushed it into wheat, you made a shinu. If you steal, remember we had before, if you steal and then you made a shinu, it's no longer the original person's mind. Same to the poor. Now there's no longer stalks in the field, and that's not even cut off, it's not even piled up. I completely changed its mitzvahs. Shinu kaina. I cannot do the kaina mitzvah. No yish, not in this case. The shinu kaina on its own, she doesn't yish. And the thing is, I can no longer be makayim. It's no longer oysam, it's no longer the same thing that was there in the field. So the chayda, I was mevatlet. I should get malchus. Why did he say only two cases? Says the Gemara that now we learn mitzvah pay lahafish menakama. The mitzvah ideal mitzvah is leave the field while it's standing. Lahifish menakama mafish menaimri. If it didn't mafish menakama be mafish menaimri. Once it's cut, lahifish menaimri mafish menakedi. When it's piled up, actually midah before in the kedi in the warehouse or in the threshing floor. Actually midah before you actually pile it up. Mirchoi. Mice of a nice and light. Let's say once you piled it up and you made it all smooth, you already chayv and mice. So first you got to give the mice and then you give it to the poor people. So in other words, because the poor people are part of giving mice, but now that I made a keddy, I should give mice. But afterwards, I got to give to the poor whatever they're entitled to. For nice and light, and he gives it to him. That's the last stage. But that's it. Beyond that, I made a shinui, I don't have to give anymore. So I was about to let. And the Gemara kid Rabbi Shmuel, no, we had Rabbi Yechon hold like Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar Af Mafresh Min Isa. Even if you made a shinui, even you turn it into dough, you still have to give to the poor. That's because it's a shinui. That's by Gineva. That's not by Peya. By Peya, the din is like only Lagir Tazim Oisim. Anything that emanates from the original comma, you got to return it to the poor. So therefore, it's always Lava Nitiv Asay. So the Gemara Rabbi Shmuel, even Rabbi Shmuel, not Mishkan, the Ochel Isa. He ate it. He turned it into dough and he ate it. He made a big pizza out of it and he ate it. That's it. Hakim Bekayim Nala Ono Get Hazbay. So money is not going to compensate them. See what it says. You're right. El Zois Vo'oida Chedes. Aha. In fact, when the Rabbi Yechon said Zois, Ashluch HaKayin is one mitzvah, and another mitzvah used, Rabbi Lozah said it was Oynis. No, Oynis is also never bitly. This is the second mitzvah. Pay is the only other exception where you can destroy the whole thing by turning it into wheat and then eating it up. What about Oynis? We said before Michael and Neder. So the Gemara says an interesting now nuance. I will own his loy. Hey, this is interesting how, even though in the Dodim and some of the other places we have a thing about a Neder Hafara, right here in Makkas, we learn another step, which we didn't learn before. We always learn that once you make a Neder, Al Das Rabim, and the acknowledgement of everybody, you can never undo that Neder. The Gemara says you can sometimes. Hey, the Heicha Amrin Al Das Rabim Ein La Hafara, the Dover Rashus. If it's a mitzvah, you could be mafik, because we're going to assume that everybody in the city will agree that if it's for a mitzvah, undo that neder. If you have a mitzvah to marry this woman, undo the neder that you made and go ahead and marry this woman. Kiha, interesting story. There was a teacher, David Posh, he was extreme disciplinarian, and he used to cane them. He had a kanchik hanging there in his room there, in his back behind his seat, and he was very, very tough with the kids. Adrei Rav Acha. Rav Acha made a neder that this guy should no longer be a teacher. He might be a good teacher, but he's too strict. Vahadrei Ravina. Ravina returned him. He tackles a disciplinarian, but he was never such a good teacher like him. And that's a good teacher, the Dayak. He made sure that the kids knew every word how to read. He knew the Ivra, they knew the Taich. And unfortunately, he was a very strong disciplinarian, which is the Gemara clearly looks at a shortcoming. But his better features overcame that. So here we see.
Even though he left scars on the children.
Sorry?
Even though he left scars on his students, it was okay.
Rebbe by Verbrengen once spoke about how yes, it is okay, obviously. Rebbe by Verbrengen once spoke about, you know, the Meister Witzwitzchever, that he said he's not going to go to Gan Eden unless Mashiach comes, and then went through all the different tzaddikim. And then the Rebbe said that he'll make a neder that you can, obviously they make the matzah neder. He'll make a neder al das rabim by Verbrengen said, al das rabim, which you cannot undo, that Mashiach has to come. So what's the point of Mashiach has to come yet? 24 years. But if it's even our das rabim, it can be undone. So everybody's saying the Eibishter, for whatever reason, and we don't understand, for the last 24 years Mashiach hasn't come, Eibishter knows what he's doing. So therefore we all have to agree with what the Eibishter did, which is like we're matan the nether, which we shouldn't really be melamed chutz to matan the nether, because we want Mashiach now. This is the Hezbollah based on this Gemara here. Makis design the base. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let's go back to finish the sugya of lava and glass. Says the Mishnah, "But oichel the veils there is got to the mosim." Amar Rabbi, "High man, the ochel binisa. If somebody the bekarba, somebody eats a worm found in a cabbage, malkinole, he will get a number of lashes for one aveda, one eating, get a number of lashes. He'll get lashes for what? First of all, says the pasuk, you shouldn't eat any of these rodents. Mishum sheretz hashayretz ala odetz, with these creeper crawlers that grow on the ground, you shouldn't eat it." So it falls in that category. Ahud Achal Binisa de Bekarba, he ate a worm from a cabbage. Vnogde Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda gave him Malkus. Omar Rabbi said, no, our Mishnah says that if you eat Shkotzim and a Mosu, you get Malkus. So we see exactly that's how it is. And it falls under the general thing of Shedet Sashayz. You might think it's a lav shebechol, it's not. It's specific about all the creeper crawlers. Taisus agrees with Rashi, what's a chiddush? And they've only talking about a little fish. A little fish that, even though it's that in the water it has fins and scales, never to get malchus because you ate it outside of the water.
What about for survival?
We're not talking about survival. We're talking about a normal case. So Tesis learns the interesting thing here, that if in the water it's fins and scales, you're allowed to eat it. But since you ate it as a creeper crawling outside the water, even though Rashi Chumash says that a fish that a sturgeon that in the water and has its fins and scales, now the water doesn't, you're not eat it. Says so if it creeps on the ground, it's alive and it creeps on the ground. Not that it goes out of the water and it's dead. If it's alive and creeps on the ground, you're chayy for eating a sheretz. And the chiddush according to Rashi is you would have thought it's a lav shebechlolus, because it's one lav that covers such a wide variety of species. Maybe you don't get malchus for it. In chiddush, you do get malchus. We have sturgeon. Rashi Chumash talks about sturgeon. Oh, do you want a worm?
Something that swims,
that's
fins and scales.
That can live animals. Amphibious. It has to be amphibious. Chlozen, according to Rashi, is something that's in the water and then it goes on land as well, like a turtle.
Does it have fins and scales?
No. I don't know. I don't know what the chlozen is. I can't tell you.
That's it. Chlozen is like.
There's so many opinions.
Yeah, that's in it. It's a shell sort of thing. It's a dye that comes out. It's not its blood, it's a dye.
Rashi, in one place, says it's in the water. Rashi, in one place, says it's in the mountain. It's like worms in the mountain. To reconcile the Rashi, they say it's something that could be underwater. It's amphibious. It could be under the water, it could be on the mountain. Take a turtle. Turtles can live both places. Same thing, but some kind of fish. That's what Tyson learns. Maybe he says something in English, what kind of fish that is. I don't know.
Calling turtle a fish, it's a mammal.
I'm giving an example of something that could be amphibious. Didn't call that a fish.
It's a fish.
I'm not sure exactly what kind of shedis it is, but this is something that crawls in the water and it's a shedis. Like a boy, you can get up to 4 lashes. There's twice it says in the Torah, in the A and the Shmini, you shouldn't eat from the shedis of Mayim. And then it also says twice in the Shmini and the A, you shouldn't eat the shedis. And this falls under both categories. You get 4 malchus. What's the exact type of namola?
Ants.
Okay. Like a chamesh, you get 5 malchus. The 2 from shedetz, and 3 it says in shedetz oris. Sorry?
Separate malchus.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. 5 sets of malchus. So you get. The 3 which says the shedetz oritz, and then stam shedetz. It says stam don't eat the shedetz, then it says shedetz oritz 3 times. Mishum shedetz oritz, that's another thing. Tzira, wasp, or a bee, like you get 6. Because an additional one, besides being the shedetz oritz, and stam shedetz, which is 5, you also get shedetz oif, which makes it 6. It doesn't cancel the other ones, it's all an aggregate. Amar Avachoy, Avachoy says, we're talking about shedetz, shekets. It says that possibly that check of the chem hamash is the cover. If someone has to go to urinate and he holds himself back, even b'shulois the shaktu, even the veda also of becoming mias within yourself, you're keeping your mias kind inside. Amar Abibai says, hi man the shossi. If somebody drinks out of karna d'umna, the special thing that these doctors use to extract the blood, they suck it out through this tube, and you use that tube for drinking, it's mias. In other words, so in halacha we say if you do something out of a mias akeli, which is really repugnant, you're over an aveda of leita shaktu. Omar Rava says, Rava says, risig, let's say you crushed tish and amolim. In other words, we know that an ant or an amola is a bedia, we had in the Mishnah. The machleik is a complete creature. That's how it was created. A creature. Normally you have to eat a kazais, but if it's a full creature, a beria, you don't even, whatever size it is. What you did was you crushed them. The moment you crushed them, they're no longer a beria. So you crushed 9 namolim, and then the hevi echad chayibur, another living one, vihishlim and a kazais, and I have full kazais. Like vav, you get 6 malchus. Hey mishum beria, 5 for beria. I said before shedetz, shedetz are others of shedetz. And the echad mishum kizayis nevela, and the living one, you're chayiv because it's the full barrier. Because when you swallow it, you killed it, and now it combines to a kizayis nevela. Rabban Reichen, I feel the shnayim. He says even 2 crushed, but big ones also as long as together the aggregate is a kizayis. Rabbi Reichen, I feel 1. Vahula and this one. Well, please, but Avram Zut, it depends on the size of the namolus. The main thing is if it's a kazayis. Either kazayis or not. I'm not sure exactly what the point of this machlek is here is, because we know it's kazayis. No. Ochal tevla maisadish. We said in the Mishnah, if you ate tevla maisadish, and you also get malchus. Omarav. Ochal tevla. What about tevla means you didn't give off the truma and the maisadish? What about if you didn't give the maaser on you? The 3rd and 6th year, you're supposed to separate 10%, and you don't keep it for yourself, you give it to the poor. If you did not give it yet, is that called tevel? And you get malchus or not? Ochal tevel shall maaser on you, like you get malchus. Even though, l'chayde, what happens when you separate aside maaser on? There's nothing holy about it. Maaser sheni, you have to eat in shalayim, some kedusha. Maaser on you, any poor person eats it anyway. So there's no kedusha. And the chiddush is, nevertheless, if you didn't separate it, then the tvua that you have is called tevel, and you will get malchus. Kiman, like who? This follows the following opinion. It's time we learn. I would have thought you chayv and tevel, you didn't give them the main thing. Who would have made a tumigdaila? What have you set aside tumigdaila? Who would have made a mice edition? Or mice edition? I feel a mice edition. How do you know that even mice and oni? If you didn't separate it, it's called tevel. It says you cannot eat it in your gate within your city. And then it says, oh, hal noim. And then later on it says, talks about mice and sheni. Mice and sheni you cannot eat in your city, have to be eaten only in Yerushalayim. And then it says, well, how long it says, v'ochlu b'sherecha, you give it to the poor person and they will eat it in your sherecha. V'sumei genzat. Ma lahal ha'maiser oni, when it says you should eat it in your cities, we're talking about maiser oni. Afkan maiser oni. Over here also, when it says that you should give, set aside, we're talking about maisaroni. You cannot eat. What can't you eat but maisaroni? You could eat. So what was suchal? You shouldn't eat. When it talks about maisashen, it's including maisaroni. It means kol zman, you didn't set it aside. You're not allowed to eat the tevel. You're not allowed to eat that whole tfuah if you don't set aside the maisaroni. So therefore, clearly he said what? That if you don't give maisaroni, it's tevel. It's actually a machlekes tanoim. Whether maiser ani, because there's no kedusha in maiser ani, whether the tfu, if you didn't separate it, is considered tevel or not, is a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Lezer Omer, ein tzorich mikreses Hashem a maiser ani shel d'mai. If you have d'mai, d'mai is you bought something from an amoritz. It's dom mai. What exactly is the status? So we tell you that maiser. And my tradition you have to set aside because they don't take it seriously. Truma they would have, but my tradition they don't have to. So what about my Sirani? So Beloza says you don't have to set aside my Sirani. So the Chachamim say Koyde Es Hashem, you have to set aside my Sirani, but the Eidus Har Lahafish. Since Meiser Ani, anybody can eat, so you, and therefore you can, you don't have to be machmir and give it away, you can keep it. But as long as, why do you have to set it aside? So you should be able to eat the rest of the tefuah. So we see that Kol Zman, the Meiser Ani, wasn't to set aside, it's tevel. But once you set it aside, you have to give it because the suffix let them prove that they didn't give the Ani yet. Remember, Reb Amarat Zimasne, most give Meiser anyway. My lab, how can we give Maso Vade Tablet, Maso Vade Tablet? The Chum hold that he definitely, you know, that the Vada, even if he did not set aside, it's not Tevel. And therefore, you just set aside enough. I'm going to buy no Ehochi, if so, at the Miflugib is fake. Why are they arguing by a suffix? Miflugib is Vadai. Why are they arguing by a Demai? Let them argue by a Vadai. What is the din with mice and onion? Or what's the din with every Tevel? Do you have to set it aside before you eat the Tvu or not? Argue with Pacha Shem. So we want to say that a bun hole that it's definitely tevel, kol zman, so you have to set it aside, but then you don't have to give it away. And that's it. You don't have to give it away. You definitely have to set it aside because otherwise you couldn't eat from the rest of the tour. Everyone agrees that it is tevel. In other words, you need to set aside the mice, only otherwise you cannot eat from the crop because something is missing, you haven't taken it out. So what's the machlek is it? The first time holds. Rabbi says you don't have to call it maaserani. You don't worry about it. You know why? Because Amoratzim don't care to give maaserani because they would set it aside and then they would keep it. They wouldn't give it away. It doesn't cost them anything. So why wouldn't they do it? Exactly. But for example, maaserishin, they know they have to give it to a Levi. So therefore, the question is, they want to maybe save themselves some money. That's why the choshes, some of them, they wouldn't have set it aside. But here, what's the deal? Set it aside and keep it. Who are you going to give it to? When I'm worried about them, why keep with them? Since it's only mamian. He's not worried about the fact that he kept it. Which only, he's not worried. Which poor man will come and demand it from him? Every poor man that comes, he'll say, I'm giving it to somebody else. Nobody has a right. He'll do it. So therefore, the blood holds. Don't have to worry about myself. But somebody keeping the tichle milsel in mafish, the rabbanon hold that no, because it's a tichle to set it aside, get 10%. He won't do it, and that's the machlekes here. Stop here.